old business. Come on down.
She got her old business in her pocket. Needs a wagon.
First item is conditional use number 2071, filed on behalf of Blessing Greenhouse and Compost.
Thank you. So good afternoon. County Council held a public hearing April 25th of this year. At that time, the record was left open. The record was officially closed on June 9th. And all the information was provided in your packet, so we're just waiting a decision.
Okay. So we are prepared to deal with this now, then, you said?
That is up to you, Council.
But we've got the information back.
All the information was provided in your last packet, or the packet before that. Okay. So you've had the information for consideration.
Okay. Have I got questions? Any questions? If not, ask Mr. Board, read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for composting, including poultry byproducts, greenhouses, mixing, blending, and bagging compost, and potting soil products, trucking products, all wholesale to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 31.9478 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9, with their conditions 10A through N.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion. We adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Do we have a second?
I will second that.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett to adopt conditional use 2071 with the conditions as placed on planning and zoning.
We need to amend.
I want to amend. Right, but we're going to approve the first.
No. Hold up a second. Okay. Hold up. So we got a motion and a second. I'm going to defer to Mr. Burton. It's in your district. You guys had on the agenda, so you are first up. If you want to change anything, do anything, make a motion on anything, it's entirely up to you.
Well, I would like to make amendments to the conditions placed on the motion by planning and zoning.
Okay.
And there are four total.
Okay. Let's do one at a time.
All right. So motion number one, I delete condition J as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and insert a new condition J in its place as follows. Once the pre-compost pad is cleared of materials as required by conditions B and C, this conditional use shall be inspected at least annually by DENREC and the county administrator or county inspector with a report from both provided to the commission. These inspections shall include consideration of whether the applicant has actively cleaned up the site and improved the odors coming from it as stated by the applicant during the public hearing on this application. Whether the applicant is in compliance with the condition of this approval, including DENREC and SCD requirements, and whether the overall effects of this use upon the neighboring areas, including smells, are generally improving. Once the pre-compost pad is cleared of said materials, applicants shall be prohibited from using the pad for composting purposes. Applicant shall only be permitted to use the pad for purposes indicated to its composting businesses, such as parking, firewood storage, or other minor non-composting uses. If the Commission finds that any of these requirements are not being satisfied, it may terminate this conditional use for non-compliance or require further review of it, including a public hearing.
Okay, we have you heard the motion as read to amend with the deletion of condition J and then the new condition J as read. I need a second on that. If someone wants a second.
I'll second that.
I have a motion, Mr. Burton, second Mr. Arlett. Any questions on that? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
On this revised, this one condition. Before I vote on that, Mr. President, is it required or to have the public input on these new changes?
No, sir.
It is not. Just reaffirming.
Yes, sir.
And there, I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Burton, you have something else?
Yep. On motion, my motion number two would be delete condition M as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and insert a new condition M in its place. If this property has not been remedied in accordance with DENREC requirements, at least 4 months from the date of approval, the applicant shall be required to, one, obtain a performance bond for the benefit of the county in the amount of $1 million to remedy this property in accordance with all DENREC requirements within 1 year of the date of this conditional use. And number two, execute any and all documents necessary to allow the county to utilize the funds under the performance bond and any and all agreements, permits, and documents needed to complete the remediation of this property in accordance with DENREC's requirements, including but not limited to an agreement that allows the county to access the property and perform this work. The performance bond and all necessary contracts and documents shall be in place no later than 4 months and 1 day from the date of this approval and shall be signed by the applicants and the landowners.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to delete condition M as proposed by Planning and Zoning and insert a new condition M as read in the record by Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
Did I miss it? Just to reaffirm, if this bond is not acquired within the time frame, then this conditional use is null and void?
It's correct. The idea is that there would be no bond in place for 4 months to allow cleanup of the site without posting the bond.
But is that language in here?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd missed it. Okay.
And then if it's not at 4 months and 1 day, the bond's got to be in place.
Then the bond is placed.
Got it.
And where's the permits come from? Who's supplying the permits? The natural resources?
DENREC permits.
There's DENREC permits.
Yeah, DENREC controls all that. It's their permits.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going to be hard to enforce it. Natural resources, you said you'd be up. Right? How could a county handle that if natural resource is going to be the leader of all of it? They're going to tell us what to do, not do.
I will defer that to my legal counsel.
Okay.
What we would do is check, number one, it's obviously if the pile is not gone, we would be able to determine that it has not been removed, and then the bond would go in place at that point.
Okay.
Okay. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Burton?
Motion number three is to move to remove condition M as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission to the end of the condition and relabel it condition O. Insert the new condition N as follows. If the applicant applies any compost to the agricultural land, the application shall fully comply with all of DENREC's regulation, including but not limited to disking or other incorporation of the composite into the soil to prevent odors from emulating from the application site.
I have a motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to move condition N as proposed by Planning and Zoning to the end of conditions and relabel it condition O and in place a new condition N as read in the record by Mr. Burton. Any questions?
Yes. Who's going to monitor that? And when?
Again, I would say DENREC has a procedure for disking that stuff into the ground, and they would be the agency that would follow through with that. Is that correct?
Based on the previous condition, I think it was one of the earlier ones you mentioned. I don't recall which one. One of the county personnel would be accompanying them. Is that also possible, or can we ensure it? But I have concerns about, truth be told, about DENREC and their ability to perform their job.
I trust
our county employees.
I would welcome the
addition
of county in inspecting that process as well.
I want our personnel to be involved in every process if we can.
I understand that and like it.
And there is, when, if the next motion passes as well, it does indicate that violation of any of the conditions terminates the conditional use entirely.
Immediately.
Well, but I think what Rob's talking about is putting the county inspector along with the DENREC inspector.
And it does state in J, your new J that was listed, that it would, there would be DENREC and a county inspector with a report from both provided to the commission, to Planning and Zoning Commission.
So that would be the, as well, the disking as well as the disposal?
Right. All inspections.
Okay. So long as that's in here and followed through and applied, then we're good.
More questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Burton?
And then lastly, insert a new condition P as follows. Failure to comply with any condition contained herein shall invalidate this conditional use.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on that?
Again, is the county going to be involved in that process to ensure, what is the mechanism to determine if somebody is in violation or not?
I would say the inspection process by both DENREC and the county employee would determine if they are actively removing and disposing of it correctly.
And I also, is it feasible, Mr. President, because the language in here is saying that these reports would get brought back to the commission for an update. Is it feasible for, because this council is one that actually approving of this, potentially. So with that being said, I think that this council should be kept up to speed as far as these conditions and
sure.
Not just the commission. Right. But I think I would like to hear an update as does P&Z. Okay.
You have that written down, Ms. Cornwell?
I do.
But any reports to P&Z would also be copied, county council?
Yes.
Thank you. Any more questions on inserting new condition P?
Actually, it makes us just become experts on how to...
No, we're not experts. We're just made aware of what's going on.
On the smell and the odor, right?
Yeah, we're experts, yeah. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Again, this is on the vote on the one condition?
The condition.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Okay. Now we would need a motion.
Quick, Mr. Could I add, as I did last week or last time, we had a reclamation plan for this operation. I think that, is there a possibility we could just add another one? That at these, when this, in the event that everything works as it's supposed to, and the applicant, you know, moves forward and is in compliance with everything, but eventually all these permits do come to an end, because it is a permit. So could we put in there a reclamation plan should be submitted to the county as a condition?
I think number
seven covers
it all. I'm
going to defer to council because as part of their proposal, it would be to construct new buildings. So I'm not exactly sure what reclamation you'd want to.
Well, when they had those piles of things sitting around out there, I mean, just to clean the site up, it is an agricultural district, residential district, and just so it's not a big scar on the landscape. And I mean, the reclamation plan may be, again, just simple as seeding and grading and leaving the site. That would be in compliance with an agricultural residential district. Is there any way we could address that? Because this has got some issues going on there with different things.
I believe that...
if you think it's covered...
Under the first one, under J, part of that entire discussion is making sure that site is cleaned up. There is a concrete pad there now, that not be reused whatsoever. And it also ties into the DENREC inspections that the bond goes in place if the DENREC inspections and the reclamation has not taken place, cleanup.
Okay, well, I look at cleanup sometimes a little different than reclamation. I mean, reclamation, it's left in a natural situation than it is if it's a big parking lot or something like that. And if there's no support on that, we'll just forget it then.
I like the idea. I don't know that this site with the buildings and the pads,
okay,
and the, you know, but I, okay. I mean, I like, okay, your idea. I don't know that it can be applied
Well, and then we'll just hope that the conditions we have will suffice.
Okay, Mr. Moore, you want to read the short title again?
Yes, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for composting, including poultry byproducts, greenhouses, mixing, blending, and bagging compost and potting soil products, trucking products, all wholesale to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 31.9478 acres, more or less, and for the reasons 1 through 9 given by planning and zoning, and the conditions as amended by this council, now numbering 10A through P.
Pleasure, council.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Adopt it with conditions.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Second with a question.
Oh, okay. Got motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Question, Mr. Wilson.
My question is, how come we can't put compost on cement? Yet, in all these tree houses are building now, they're pouring cement right in them because they want to keep the manure from being piled in one area, and so it won't concentrate, go down to water. I can't quite understand why we can't just put the compost on top of the cement.
I think the concern in this case, Mr. Wilson, was due to the fact that it has remained as a large pile on this concrete pad for a long time without it being removed. And the proposal that came before council was for a whole new use, which was a composting taking place inside buildings.
New buildings, right?
New buildings.
The applicant stated that he would put all the composting material inside new buildings. So I eliminated the pad.
I was just wondering why we eliminate the pad, since we're putting pads on every chicken house being built today. It's got big pads, large pads.
But that was the reason the applicant proffered that.
Yeah, that's just what I was trying to figure out. Why?
The buildings, of course, that are to be constructed, do these new conditions set forth a timeline requirement with respect to that?
In those new conditions, no, but the all new composting has to be done inside the new constructed buildings, which is part of the planning and zoning's motion.
Yes, sir. So just to reaffirm, nothing new can happen until they are constructed?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
This application, I will share, has been of great concern for me, I think, and the public. Not just the application, but also, truth be told, the applicant. As the applicant has been in violation per the county code for many years and had ignored it. And I think I shared the concerns with respect to our own internal procedures. But also, when you have an applicant who just basically ignores a violation of the county government, to me is a really big red flag and is a really big problem. So the next question is, what do you do about the problem and the concerns set forth by the public? I think with these changes set forth by Mr. Burton, not perfect, but I think it does set the groundwork and level of expectations to the applicant, and for that matter to DENREC, as it relates to their responsibilities for this process. And I have a feeling the general public will be very much alert and perhaps be the best set of eyes on the ground as it relates to these new items. So for those items that have just been amended today, and the confident that the public will be a great set of eyes as it relates to these new standards, and I'm confident the applicant will have the opportunity now to move forward with his vision and his dream to be a great business in this county, which we support, but at the same time we have a responsibility too as business owners. So along with that, I will vote yes in favor of this as amended just today.
Burton.
I too share the concerns from the applicant and DENREC, and recognizing those concerns, I tried to kind of work, you know, both sides of the equation, hoping that the giving the applicant 4 months to clean up the site without posting a bond would be, hopefully, if he intends to clean up the site and to then run his business, he's got 4 months to show that, and for free. And then if at the end that he cannot do that, he would then have to post a bond to continue. And then we would have to make decisions based on that. But I think that the applicant does have plans and dreams and to run a business. And if he's running a good business, I want him to be successful. If he's running a bad business that is hurting our community, either hurting our community in any ways, then he needs to be put out of business. And so I hope this compromise does both. It gets him in business and gets the site cleaned up at the same time. I'm voting in favor of the of this application with the amended changes.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, I've seen the material that's come out of this plant and out of the compost, and actually put it right along the highways. It took a little grass up along the edge of it. So I can understand from the farmer's point. I know it don't sometimes take manure pile up in a pile. People don't necessarily like it, but anyway, it's very useful. And I go along with this idea of new regulations here. So I'll vote yes.
Cole.
Obviously, composting is something that I think we should be encouraging, and we hope to have an individual here that will have a marketable product. But he also needs to be a good neighbor. This is an agricultural residential district, so there's just as much emphasis on residential uses of neighboring properties as there is on agriculture. So hopefully he will, you know, understand the need to control the odors and the site, what the place looks like. And I think with these conditions, he has an opportunity to be a good neighbor and a good steward of the land. So I'm going to support the conditional use with the amended conditions.
I think certainly the amendments give the man opportunities to stay in business if he chooses to. I think everybody this dies up here probably feels the same way, that there are a lot of questions about this whole operation. Certainly, has it been conducted? It wasn't conducted very well, in my opinion. But I think this gives the gentleman an opportunity to clean up the site, which needs to be done. He's got a period of time to do that. Doesn't cost him anything as far as posting a bond. Then that 4 months, if he doesn't do it, then they have to post a bond. And I think we owe that to the neighborhood and the community out there. They've got to live together. And so with the amendments presented, I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Next, ma'am.
The next application under